listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
Christian Friends of New Americans here in St. Louis has served immigrants and refugees in the St. Louis area for many years and is opening a new building. And today we'll learn about their current mercy work of CFNA and the upcoming dedication of the new building this Sunday. Today's episode of The Coffee Hour is underwritten in part by Concordia University, Nebraska. You can learn more about Concordia University, Nebraska by visiting cune.edu. Joining us today, the Reverend Dr. Stanish Stanley. He's Executive Director of Christian Friends of New Americans here in St. Louis. Pastor Stanley, welcome back to The Coffee Hour.
Thank you, Andy, sir, and Sarah, ma'am, and thanks for having me.
It's good to have you in studio. We enjoy the opportunity to sit down face-to-face and chat about what's going on with Christian Friends and New Americans. And I was thinking about this earlier. I know we've shared the CFNA story throughout the years, but I cannot figure out how long CFNA has been serving immigrants and refugees in the St. Louis area. What's the history there? How long has it been?
Let me begin by saying that we have been going through a recent strategic vision planning process with Pastor Dave Vaughn leading it. And that's when I myself came to know that CFNA had its first strategic vision planning somewhere in the end of 2001. So that means we've been doing this since the early 2000s. And the organization as a whole was launched under the name Christian Friends of New Americans in the year 2002. We got into the Peace Center, our old Peace Center location at 4019 South Grand Boulevard in 2000s. And ever since, we have functioned out of that space. And so want to highlight the big role that Lutheran Church believers, laity as well as clergy, kind of took the leadership that they took in making sure that a ministry like CFNA was in place, especially to reach out to the foreigner, to the stranger, to the sojourner in our midst. So just like in Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 19, where God calls his people to be good, to welcome the sojourner, because they were sojourners in Egypt. Pretty much the Lutheran believers heeded God's call, and leaders like Mrs. Carol Buckman, Mrs. Karen Vaughn, their husbands, Dr. Buckman was our board chair for many years, and many other leaders, as I said, laity from various Lutheran congregations who have come out and volunteered, various church pastors like Pastor Jonathan Lang, Pastor Tony Bose, our first missionary to the city at Christian Friends of New Americans. All these people and wonderful people of God played an important role in making what Christian Friends of New Americans is today. And the ministry has always been challenging, but at the same time, because just the demographic keeps changing. Refugees are the main people who come into the city, whom we engage with, and in many ways it is the nations in our midst. And so the nations keep changing. If it was in the early 2000s with Pastor Tony Bose, if it was Bosnian Muslim refugees with whom he kind of played soccer and engaged in gospel proclamation that way, it soon changed to Eritreans, Ethiopians, Liberians, Sierra Leoneans, Sudanese, throw in the Afghans who come every time from that period on till today. The Congolese, the Rwandans, who are the main groups that are coming to CFNA today. The ministry has had its ebbs and flows with different communities who have been in the city. And I want to highlight over here the fact that that we, every year, try to reach out to at least 200 new immigrants and refugees and serve them. In fact, the latest numbers that I saw, because we have our team meetings and things like that, where we annually regularly review things on a monthly basis, we've already touched that 200 number this year, last month. And so these are new people with whom we have not served in the past many years, or who have, mm-hmm. whom we have not been connected to. And so the need is great, but the ministry has been happening because of these faithful men and women from our Lutheran congregations, mainly, who have been our volunteers, who have really made this ministry grow and reached the place where it is today.
Yeah, you've had a lot happening since beginning all those years ago. It's been really incredible to hear all of these stories. I mean, we've had you on, I don't even know how many times, hearing all of these wonderful stories of how CFNA works in the community. Tell us how CFNA actually serves all of those different nations that you mentioned. How does CFNA serve all of those people?
Well, we do various activities to build relationships with our people. And so that is why I quoted a number like 200 new people whom we try to reach every year. In fact, what I wanted to mention over there was, among these 200 whom we've reached this year itself, that represents maybe people from at least 25 birth countries. And so last year, I remember the number was somewhere in the 40s. for the 400 plus people whom we reached and served. How we serve people is through the agency of our volunteers, definitely being God's hands and feet, visible signs of God's grace to people who are in need. And so it's a very need-based, need-serving kind of a ministry. We do things like ESL classes because that is one of the big challenges that new Americans face. English is a difficult language, navigating the system, understanding things, simple things like making appointments, you know, coming to places on time. In fact, I was late for this meeting here itself. So I come from India, and as an immigrant who speaks a little English, even I get timings wrong. So just imagine the refugee who comes from a refugee camp after living there for 15, 20 years. You know, time is a totally different concept for them. And so navigating those kind of systems that America has or the West has is a challenge. And so ESL classes, driver's ed is an important program for us, whereby we meet a lot. And in teaching simple things and skills like driving, we impact their life so much because it gives them a sense of independence, gives them mobility, can pick up a job, take care of their lives, take care of their families, and bless themselves as well as the community at large, because they do not become dependent on others to help them all the time. And so a driver's ed is an important thing. We do things for kids like after-school tutoring, for women especially, people who are homebound because, you know, Muslim culture with Afghan women especially, they are stay-at-home moms who are not culturally ready to get out of their homes, or the husbands probably don't want that. So for them, an opportunity to come and engage at our sewing class, learn a skill, have community, be blessed with Christian women who are engaging with them. And in all these things that we do, we share the gospel. So there's either a Bible study, or it is through the agency of believers witnessing through kind words and actions of Christ that we reach and serve our people.
And that's just scratching the surface of the services that CFNA provides to immigrants and refugees here in the St. Louis area. I mean, when it comes to education, you mentioned ESL, English as a second language, and learning English, which is a very challenging language. But you mentioned the skills training and things like that coming together. But I also read about tutoring, and I know we've talked about that in the past, and scholarship assistance for students to be able to attend Lutheran schools in the St. Louis area.
That's right. Yep.
As well.
That's
outstanding. Citizenship support, too, for those who are seeking U.S. citizenship.
That's true.
Yeah. So... yeah, tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so the citizenship bill. Last year, we had, I think, one or two of our friends kind of get their U.S. citizenship, and that was definitely a big event in their lives. So again, it comes under our ESL program, the citizenship activity and teaching of those kind of classes that we have. We also do furniture donations, for instance. Our scholarship assistance program is definitely an important one, because just the story of somebody like Lekater Membermene, who is now playing volleyball for one of her Atlanta clubs. She came here with her family from Sierra Leone or Nigeria, I believe, in the early 2000s, and went through schools like Word of Life, Lutheran South. The entire family, in fact, she has two brothers. One of the brothers is Zoe. He works at Google now. And just a couple of years ago, they established a fund called the Membermene Fund, whereby they would raise money so that they would bless CFNA kids go through Lutheran schools for an education which they themselves received when they were refugees settling here in the United States, here in St. Louis. And so we hear stories about friends giving back to the community and also becoming a part and a co-sojourner in this journey here at CFNA as well. A furniture donation is definitely one of the big ones also that we do. We serve people with the kind donations that we receive from various Lutheran church believers who want to give away a sewing machine or a dining table set or a couch or a bed. And these are big things. Sometimes we think that these are simple, nothing, you know, not much to talk about. But no, those are valuable things for our new Americans who are starting life completely new. They come with basically nothing. And so getting into a house where they're on a rental basis in the city, where the neighborhood is not the greatest, and probably the facilities of the houses win are also not the best. Having a nice dinner table set where the family can sit together and kind of have a meal together is something big. And so they appreciate those kind of blessings that they receive as well. And so here, the big thing that I wanted to highlight is that CFNA has been always a very collaborative kind of ministry, which invites and gathers in God's people to come and participate, be a part of the mission, be a sojourner in the journey of blessing the new neighbor, the stranger in our midst. And so so we might say the city has not much to offer. It's not a great place. We better keep away from it. But it reminds me of John chapter 1, verse 43, where I believe it is Nathaniel who kind of tells Philip, can anything good come out of Nazareth, when he talks about Jesus? Mm-hmm. And then what does Philip say? Come and see. And so it's just like that. Come and see at CFNA. So it might not be the greatest place you want to be. It's in the city, but at the same time, it's a blessed place because God's people are at work over there.
And we will talk more about that collaboration that you talked about and your new location, which is very exciting. We'll talk about that after the break. We're talking with the Reverend Dr. Stanish Stanley, Executive Director of Christian Friends of New Americans. You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Sarah Golseth.
I'm Andy Bates.
At Concordia University, Nebraska, discover a distinctly Christian community that equips students to live by faith with courage, character, and conviction. Intentionally combining our Christian faith, Lutheran heritage, rigorous academics, and practical real-life experiences, we prepare students to fulfill a higher purpose in their vocations and life. Learn more about Concordia University, Nebraska at our website, cune.edu. That's cune.edu.
Welcome back to The Coffee Hour. I'm Sarah Golseth.
I'm Andy Bates.
We're talking with the Reverend Dr. Stanish Stanley, Executive Director of Christian Friends of New Americans, sharing with us all of the really amazing things that CFNA does to support New Americans. And you were talking about the collaboration that happens in CFNA with CFNA. How do LCMS congregations support the work of CFNA?
In mighty ways. I must say that the Lord's work is happening at CFNA because the LCMS congregations are active and they are sending their people. So at Christ Memorial, where I worship as a member, we talk about loved and sent. And in many ways, it is very informative of LCMS congregations and believers. Because, you know, I just mentioned that I'm from India. My own story is that I belong to the mission of the LCMS from 1895 to 1956. And I always thought that, okay, I heard all these great things about LCMS missionaries doing wonderful things in India because from my parents who basically lived through the system. But I never met any LCMS missionary in my life. So I come here and I see an organization like CFNA where you relive the memories of what your parents said the missionaries did, because here you see the average Lutheran believer coming out and serving. And so the collaboration happens in a sense because Lutheran congregations are sending their people, telling them, hey, this is a place where you can touch the lives of somebody with the gospel and with your own understanding of how the Lord has blessed you and how He has touched you, because that has happened first. And so looking at CFNA, we, at least from our numbers, through the various things that we do where we have churches come out and engage at CFNA, we have partnerships with at least 55 Lutheran LCMS congregations, most of them here in the St. Louis area, but also some of them from the outside, like Indiana or Colorado or Minnesota. And so why I say that is because serving through people is definitely one way by which we see or we calculate who are the people who are engaged at CFNA. And so various things, like even if it's a financial donation or if it's just something as simple as praying for us, we value all of those blessings that come from LCMS volunteers. Many of them come out and volunteer at our after-school tutoring, at our ESL classes, at our driver's ed. Can you believe it? LCMS Lutherans having the boldness to go out and teach driving to somebody who doesn't even know or understand English from right or left. So that's a challenge in itself. But there are, like Mike Albers from Christ Memorial is one classic volunteer that I would highlight. He was a teacher at Lutheran South for so many years, and he has the boldness to do that. He teaches. Gary Schaefer is on our staff from Reformation Lutheran Church, and he does that too. So there are bold people among Lutherans who are willing to kind of risk it out there for the Lord. I'm not saying that every Lutheran should come out and teach driving, but what I'm saying is that people are willing to share of their little skills that they have, which impacts the lives of others. And that's been the biggest collaboration that we've had from various Lutheran congregations. Well, here I would like to also point out that recently we've had a special collaboration with the Lutheran Development Group. And so Lutheran Development Group, as you must have been knowing, kind of does a lot of work in the city. It tries to kind of is improving the neighborhood, especially in the Dutchtown neighborhood and those kind of areas. And so that's where we are moving into next, because of a partnership with the Lutheran Development Group. We have a new ministry space that was made as a donation to them, and they have graciously made it possible for us to have that space where we would probably hope and hopefully start our new phase of ministry from. So
That's outstanding.
What's happening next?
So the Peace Center serves as kind of the headquarters, the central space where a lot of these things happen, the after-school tutoring, a lot of the classes and the groups that meet. The Peace Center really serves as kind of the central location for all of those, many of those services that mm-hmm. CFNA provides. Mm-hmm. How have you outgrown the space that you've been in for many years?
Well, when I quote you the numbers like 300 and 500 and all that, I'm not saying that everybody's there at that same time. But
sure.
Yes, if that was to happen, that our old space was looked more like a house rather than a ministry space. But you know, God has been gracious to us and generous in many ways, because out of that space, we were able to build relationships, connect with people. We were able to invite people in and serve them, but also invite people into the church. So we've had somewhere around 240 baptisms and confirmations from at least 14 birth nations through the ministry of CFNA. And all that has happened all these years by operating out of the Peace Center on 4019 South Grand. But at the same time, when I talk about driver's ed, for instance, or after-school tutoring, where we have a lot of people come in, the space was definitely becoming an issue. But one of the bigger issues that we faced was the off parking. Since the neighborhood was, we did not have designated space for parking for our volunteers. And one of the questions, and repeatedly one of the issues that we encountered from volunteer friends was, hey, we have a tough time parking. We've got to park on the side streets, and that sometimes the cars might not be there by the time we come out, or somebody might hit the car and go away. So there were challenges there, but not to say that that was the only deciding factor. The other factors that were in play was we have moved quite ahead, where we have had more people whom we are serving, and we needed a better space if the ministry had to grow. And so we believe that the Lord is calling us into a phase of ministry where we would grow, and we would grow in such a way that we would invite more people into our space, where we would serve more people, bless more people. We would also hopefully invite more of our church people to come and volunteer at our space. And so the invitation is it's twofold. It's not only for the new American alone that we would love to have a new space. It is also for more churches and more church people to come out and engage, build relationships with people, show the love of Christ to them as well. And so that's why we are looking at the new space at 5515 South Grand Boulevard.
Tell us more about how this new space is going to help you, enable you to serve neighbors in new and better ways. And why is this space so exciting, other than being bigger, I'm assuming?
That's right, yes. At the very beginning, I told you about us going through a strategic vision planning, which In fact has not been finished yet. But Pastor Vaughn is at it with us, so he wants to make sure that it is done properly.
That's
well,
good.
One of the key things that we identified were at least four areas where we want CFNA to be. And it has always been where we have been, but at the same time with much more intentionality and mm-hmm. focus. And so one is connecting with new Americans and bringing them into our network, into our zone of relationship building. The second one is providing service, but with hope. So it's not simply just serving people. We are Christian people. We represent a hope that we want to kind of share with others as well. But the third one is community. And so we want to see a community built where the kingdom of the Lord is at work. At CFNA, in the city, in our churches as well. But at CFNA, because I speak for CFNA, it is a unique community of the American and the new American, the Christian and many times the non-Christian coming together. And so hopefully it is a building up or a sharing and a witnessing opportunity for our Christian volunteers as they engage with new Americans. And the last one is possibility, looking at opportunities because of the new space, because of what we have. What would be some of the things that would really strengthen ministry, build the kingdom in South City where we are located, but also share the gospel and invite people in? And so how does the new ministry space really make it happen? We believe these four things kind of tie into that. And the first thing is that we are looking at expanding and serving more people, of course, through our regular programming, like whether it's after school tutoring. If we were able to get only 20 kids for a session, now we hope we can easily do 50 or 40 kids at least. And there are those kids that are waiting to come in. Of course, it'll depend upon how many volunteers also come in as well. But there is that possibility for expansion and for serving more and blessing more. There is always the opportunity to expand our driver's ed program, which is one of the mostly widely sought programming at our center right now. It means that we will have more people. Hopefully, we could have a simulator or something like that, which would kind of serve more people as well. So there are more expansion and service opportunities there. But the exciting thing for us is also engaging the community. And so we are looking for something like a resale shop, hopefully, at our new location, because we have the space now, which would gather in new Americans to come and learn some simple job skills like sorting clothes, learning basic English, but also always seen through the lens of American volunteers also participating, church people coming out and being a part of this relational conversation, building of trust, earning a right to speak about Jesus. And so those are some of the things that we are looking at as an expansion possibility there. There is also talk about community markets. We have a parking lot now, which we did not have before.
That is so very exciting.
Oh, that is exciting, definitely, for sure. For most of our volunteers who have come for the last 1 month, we've been working hard and furiously with staff friends to get everybody, get all our things over to the new center. And most of the volunteers who've come in, that's the big thing that they say,
oh, yeah.
Hey, you have a parking lot. Now I can come here, you know,
deal.
And I can be engaged. And praise God for that. But yes, so in that parking lot space, we hope to put together some monthly markets where, again, it would be an opportunity for entrepreneurs, American businesses, new American businesses to come together, sell their wares, but more importantly, giving new Americans and American volunteers an opportunity from our churches to come and engage and participate and thereby build community.
With just about a minute left, I want to tell everyone about the upcoming open house and dedication that's taking place this Sunday. Tell us all about that.
Well, that's the exciting thing happening. I want to invite everybody through the agency of KFU. KFUM, as Sarah Ma'am mentioned about the partners, has been a big partner. You have taken our story out through the various opportunities that you give us to share. And so through this agency, wanted to again put out a request to all our friends in various Lutheran churches who are even listening to this sharing to come out and bless us with your presence. It is on this coming Sunday, September 21st, 2 p.m. till 4:30 p.m. It's an open house, but then Reverend Randy Asbury, the second vice president of the Missouri District, will be doing a short dedication service as well. And we are looking forward to that. And that happens at 2:30, but we would love for all of our friends to come out, bless us with your presence, walk through the building, see what's happening, and join us in this mission journey. I wanted to also make a point to say thank you to various people who have made this possible. So especially President Lee Hagan has been a great supporter for CFNA. I wanted to take a moment to say thank you to him also. and also various people who have made this ministry possible, like the Buckmans, our board chair, Judith Meyer, fundraising committee person, Lisa Holderly, so many people who have been a blessing and who want this ministry to grow. So I want to invite all of you to come in, including both of you.
Sunday, September 21st, the open house, 2 to 4:30, and dedication at 2:30 p.m. at the CFNA Peace Center, now located at 5515 South Grand Boulevard in St. Louis, Missouri. You can find more information at the website. That is cfna-stl.org. Our guest today, the Reverend Dr. Stanish Stanley, Executive Director for Christian Friends of New Americans. Thank you so much for spending this time with us today. The Lord's blessings on the new building.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much. And thank you, ma'am, to you too.
You've been listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support The Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.